The Cook County Historical Society was founded in 1924 and works to collect, preserve, and share the history of this unique area. Joining us now is Carrie McHugh, Director of the Historical Society. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you.
Well, in a nutshell, what is the Cook County Historical Society?
The Society is an organization that has mission is to collect, preserve, and share local history, all of Cook County's history, and we've got historic buildings and the Johnson Heritage Post Art Gallery.
Well, and you recently opened a new exhibit, and can you tell us about that?
Yes, we've opened an exhibit that kind of explores the history of snow travel, mostly for work purposes, functional purposes, but some entertainment and fun purposes as well. We've covered everything from dog sleds, snowshoes, skis, and other sleds that were used for work and play.
And that's a pretty timely exhibit then.
It is.
And what are the hours that people can view this?
They can come in on Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. or Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every weekend.
And is there anything that's kind of unique about some of the memorabilia and things that you have collected?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of interesting things. I mean, I can start out by telling you that we did borrow some interpretive panels from the Grand Portage National Monument, and they cover the real early history of dog sleds, Native American use of dog sleds. It's just fascinating information. And then we tell a little story about John Bear Grease himself, because he had real Cook County connections, and so that's fun to learn about that. His wife was from Grand Portage, mm-hmm. and they lived in Chippewa City for different times in their lives.
And tell us where Chippewa City is.
Chippewa City is 1 mile east of Grand Marais.
Okay, so
or Grand
pretty
Marais is 1 mile west of Chippewa City.
Okay.
And then we've got really fun old pictures of, we've got one wonderful picture of probably 15 kids on one giant sled. They were sledding down maybe from, I don't know if they're coming from Maple Hill or where, but just wonderful old pictures of people with skis. And we also have memorabilia from sled dog, you know, more modern sled dog races.
Mm-hmm.
Two wonderful pieces we have are dog sleds that Mike West of Hovland made. He was a trapper and guide in that area. And they're just beautiful handmade sleds. And then we have other trapping things, big traps and guns and some furs and just all kinds of fun stuff.
Everything from work to economics to play.
Exactly.
And that's why a lot of us live here.
Yeah, and we also have two original paintings by Mila Horak that she painted for a children's book about John Bear Grease. And they're just beautiful paintings.
Good. Well, and you have some ongoing exhibits, too.
We do. We just opened this last summer our Maritime by Way of Water exhibit, which is a wonderful way to learn about the early history before there were roads to Cook County. There was, of course, dependence on Lake Superior for travel.
Mm-hmm. And that has been a popular exhibit, hasn't it?
It is, yeah.
Well, good. And what are your winter hours again?
Friday 1 to 4, Saturday 10 to 2.
And you have on your website, it suggests that you call or email for a research appointment. What is that?
Well, we have a lot of people who are interested in doing research for various reasons, whether it's genealogy or, you know, they're writing a book, all kinds of reasons. People get a hold of us and are interested in finding what we have in our archives, which is just extensive.
For their personal use.
For
their
personal use.
In other words, something they want to know.
It can be personal use. It can be, for example, the Grand Marais State Bank contacted us. They're going to have a 100-year anniversary coming up.
Oh.
And so for their use, they wanted to see what we had in our files.
Oh, good. And what volunteer opportunities do you have right now?
Oh, we always have lots of volunteer
people
opportunities.
People tend to have more time at this time of
we
year.
We would love to, love to have people come in and scan our photograph collection with tens of thousands of photos that are just wonderful. It's nice to get them digitized because so much is happening now online with a Facebook page and just getting our collections up online is really helpful.
So they can call you?
They can
and
call.
Find out, or go on the website, I guess, huh?
Well, give me a call or email.
And that number is 387-2883.
Right.
Well, we're talking with Carrie McHugh of the Cook County Historical Society. And to learn more about Cook County history, go online to cookcountyhistorical.org or call 387-2883. And is there anything else you want to let us know about before we let you go?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to make mention, we just wrapped up a grant project that was funded by the Minnesota Historical Society where we hired a staff member to catalog all the contents of the Bali Blacksmith Shop, which was a huge job.
It was quite full, wasn't it, that building?
Quite full. Actually, both buildings had quite a lot of stuff. And so we hired Drew Johnson, and I just want to say he did such a wonderful job with an overwhelming task at hand, and he really faced it well. He and volunteer Al Tanzer did a wonderful job recording and documenting all of those things, photographing them, and they are online now for people to see. So you'll go to our website at cookcountyhistory.org, and then under Research and Remember, the online collections or online catalog, I think it says.
Well, good.
How many items did they come up with, you know, off top of your head?
I think it was 900 some, and that was just the record. Under each record, there were multiple items. I mean, there are thousands of photographs.
Wow.
Yeah. So good job, Drew.
Something to do in your time this winter is go explore that site and see what's going on.
It's really interesting. They did a great job.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.